a busy weekend for music. I'm Val Palmieri here with you until 4 p.m. on 670 a.m. WPPJ Radio. First, sadly, Whitney Houston passed away in Beverly Hills at the age of 48 on Saturday. Huge shock, and the Grammys also saw some great winners last night. I'm going to go over a couple throughout the show here. Loved the Whitney tribute they did, by the way. Jennifer Hudson, amazing. Let me know what you think on my Facebook page. Meanwhile, we're going to get things started. I hope that you will remember Whitney well first. And, of course, I want to know, also, did you agree with the Grammy winners last night? I did, especially with Adele. No question she should have earned what she won. So here's one of the winners right now. This is Foo Fighters with Walk.
Signal in the distance to whom it may concern. I think I lost my way, getting good at starting over every time.
They have taken over Las Vegas, the Hard Rock Hotel, that is. And they've done a bunch of really, really great shows for the past at least week over there. That was Motley Crue, Dr. Feelgood. Before that, you heard Foo Fighters with Walk. Of course, they won for that song. They won a Grammy Award, that is, for that song last night, so congratulations to them. They also won Best Album in the Rock category, if I'm not mistaken. And my favorite part, at least when it comes to the rockers of the night, was when Jack Black introduced the Foo Fighters. He's such a dude, and he's... I don't think... This goes back to... I've talked about School of Rock before, that movie. That was his character, that was his movie. And last night, the way he introduced the Foo Fighters was... no different. You got what you expected. So congratulations to them again. And of course, still talking about the shocking news over the weekend of Whitney Houston's death. What do you think about it? Let me know on my Facebook page at Valpow on WPPJ. I've also got a Twitter and I'm on there right now. WPPJ underscore Valpow, or tweet WPPJ at WPPJ. It's back in use again. I love it. So social media savvy. All right, but another really, really great, cool performance, again, talking on the rock spectrum here. The Beach Boys came back, okay? And of course, now, I know, you guys are going to be like, well, they were with Foster the People and Maroon 5. Are you serious? How is that rock? I think the Beach Boys, of course, is one of the hugest influences for a lot of rock musicians, if not the very early ones. So... gotta give it up to them. And I gotta give it up to them for even performing. Those guys, let's just be honest, they're old. Probably took a lot for them to get up there and do that, so I'm happy. I think Foster the People and Maroon 5 did a good job with them. I think it was a great collaboration. Unlike the collaboration of Rihanna and Coldplay, who, you know, I had mixed feelings on that one. Gotta admit, I didn't think the two would work all that well together. And it was pretty short, too. So... you didn't really get too much out of it. But, like, it's Rihanna and Coldplay. I don't know. Say those two artists in the same sentence. What do you get? Confusion. That's right. Because it doesn't make any sense. It wasn't horrible, but it was awkward. And I think you could tell watching, if you watched, that both artists felt awkward interacting with each other. At least Rihanna did. That's what I got from it. I don't know. Call me weird. So good news for them. Also great collaboration, talking about Alicia Keys and Bonnie Raitt, who paid their tribute to Etta James. Etta James died not too long ago, almost a month ago now, and they did a wonderful version of Sunday, one of her classic hits, and they did a really, really good job. And I admire Alicia Keys as an artist on her own. Don't know much about Bonnie Raitt, but I think they worked really well together, and I know Bonnie isn't the same type of artist as Alicia is. She's a country artist, if I'm not mistaken. And they actually pulled it off. They did a really good rendition of it. And like I keep talking about too, Jennifer Hudson, I would have to say best of the night. And you could tell girl was working through some stuff to get that out of her. So kudos to her. It was a better Grammy Awards than I thought. Now, here's the mystery that I'm hoping some of you can solve though before I go to a commercial break. I'm hoping you guys can tell me what you didn't like about Nicki Minaj's performance last night. I unfortunately went to bed, but whenever I woke up this morning, I saw a bunch of tweets just about Nicki's performance and how much people didn't like it. So fill me in. What didn't you like about it? What made it so bad, if it really was that bad? Or if you liked it, tell me you liked it too. Remember, that's Val Powell on WPPJ on Facebook. WPPJ underscore Valpal for Twitter. I'll be back in about 3 minutes. Back with you on 670 AM WPPJ. I'm Val Palmieri, ready to rock again. Again. Love doing this every Monday from 2 to 4 p.m. Hey, guess I'm just going to tell you a little spoiler alert here for next week because I'm not excited about it. I've got two impressive aspects to the show. First, Kenny Sukich and Marcus Mestin are stopping in to promote Kenny's new EP. If you haven't heard it, go look it up on iTunes. That's Kenny Sukich and Marcus Mestin. And I'm also going to play a tune from Fist Fight in the Parking Lot. They are one of my favorites now, lately. Local band, fronted by Abby on the X. Great, great chick, great band, great music. Go check it out. The album is coming out on February 21st, and they are having a album release party at the 31st Street Pub on the 25th. So check that out. Stay tuned for that next week because I'll give you more details and I'll actually play a tune. Good stuff. On to another excellent edition of today's show. The Adventures of Rain Dance Maggie. Red Hot Chili Peppers is going to play that next. But before I do, remember they're coming to Console Energy Center on May 30th. Get ready for that. Here's Red Hot Chili Peppers, Rain Dance Maggie. Spankin' new Lamb of God, that was Ghost Walking. And before that, you heard Grammy nominees, the Red Hot Chili Peppers with The Adventures of Rain Dance Maggie. Great stuff. Now, this next band, I'm so excited that they even got a nomination last night. This is Mastodon, Curl of the Burl.
Time to reason with the sky and the ground.
Grammy nominees, Mastodon. If you like what you just heard, you got to go see them when they come with Opeth on April 15th to Stage AE. I'll be back in about 3 minutes. You're listening to Val Powell on 670 AM WPPJ. Marston Hefner, the 21-year-old son of Playboy don Hugh Hefner, was arrested in Los Angeles last night for allegedly assaulting playmate Claire Sinclair, who he's been dating for some time. This is sad news right now. Authorities confirmed to E! News that shortly before 11 o'clock, cops were called to the couple's Pasadena home after receiving a domestic violence call. Sinclair suffered minor injuries, and Hefner was taken to custody without incident. Marston Hefner was charged with battery on a spouse and released a few hours later after posting $20,000 bail. Just to clear that up, Marston and Claire Sinclair, they were not married, but under state law, a spouse can be considered a cohabitant in California. No court date has been set yet in this matter, so wow. Hope Marston and Claire work that out, and I wonder how Hef is taking that. Ooh, that's rough. Right now, on to other business, though. We're going to promote Brazil. That's right. We're featuring some cool, cool, fantastic bands from Brazil. One of my favorite countries to feature of all time since I've been doing the show. And the first band that I have for you, they are named Angra. Angra is from Sao Paulo, Brazil. They are Brazilian power metal. And I'll let you hear them so you can make up your own mind about them right now. This is Scream Your Heart Out. I don't think this next band that I'm about to feature needs an introduction at all. If you don't know the next band, I can't help you out here. They are Brazil, in my opinion. And by the way, Angra has been around since 1991. That's who you just heard with Scream Your Heart Out. These guys, though, they've been together a little longer. Maybe not the original lineup, but they have been around since 1984. Belo Horizonte's finest, Sepultura! If that's not Brazilian, I don't know what is. Sepultura, Brazil's finest, with Roots, Bloody Roots, off of their album Roots, done in 1996. I was 6 years old, so I don't really remember getting it. I didn't get it until about 2 years ago, myself. But they use Brazilian instruments. They hung out with a Brazilian tribe in the Amazon, no joke, when they recorded that album, and they used their instruments that they use to make music. So very cool. They're very about Brazil, very about representing their country, and that's why I'm very about representing them. I'll be back in about 3 minutes with my variety hour. Hope you enjoyed the first hour. Check me out on Valpal and WPBJ on Facebook, and WPBJ_Valpal for Twitter. See you in 3 minutes.